As vaccine distribution increases, states in the Ohio Valley have begun expanding eligibility to more age groups and to people with at-risk medical conditions. That includes people with disabilities in some states. But as Corinne Boyer reports, it's unclear if people with disabilities are included in Kentucky's vaccine plans.
Nathan French is waiting for a COVID-19 vaccination in Kentucky. French has a neuromuscular disorder called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, which affects his diaphragm and nerves. The 22-year-old Transylvania University senior has had COVID-19 twice. French says the first time,
it was asymptomatic and I was thankful.
But his second case of COVID-19 landed him in the hospital. French says he felt like he couldn't breathe.
I was horrified for my safety because I just didn't know what was going to happen to me.
If French lived in Ohio or West Virginia, he would be eligible for a vaccine because he has a developmental disability. Both states prioritize intellectual and developmental disabilities. But Kentucky has yet to publicly clarify if people with disabilities, aside from Down syndrome, are included in any phase of the state's vaccine plan. More than 100,000 people in the state have intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD, and the Kentucky Protection and Advocacy Group works to protect their rights. Legal Director Heidi Schussler says the agency has pushed to include IDD in Kentucky's vaccine plans.
And we wrote a letter back in December making suggested changes to the draft vaccine allocation plan. We heard a couple of, yes, we hear you.
Schussler says the agency has yet to hear back from the state with a firm answer. Governor Andy Beshear addressed the issue twice during press conferences the week of March 15th.
They certainly need to be prioritized, and we'll be providing clarity on that shortly.
In a March 18th email, the governor's communications director said people with intellectual and developmental disabilities are eligible in Group 1C, but the state has yet to make an announcement or update its website reflecting this information. Schussler says she recently sent state officials a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study found that people with intellectual disabilities are at substantially increased risk of dying from COVID-19.
We thought that that was truly a game changer, that that was going to make Kentucky officials and the CDC wake up.
Wendy Ross, a developmental and behavioral pediatrician and one of the authors of the study, says the data has led at least 6 states to change rules in order to prioritize people with IDD in vaccine plans.
It's that it wasn't saying that intellectual disability is one of many things that can make you more likely to get COVID and die from COVID. It said it is literally the top independent risk factor for getting COVID, and second only to age for dying from COVID.
West Virginia prioritized people with disabilities, but advocates there pushed to move that group up. Ohio also listed disabilities within its vaccine plans. Nathan French says he was disappointed when he learned people with intellectual and developmental disabilities weren't listed in Kentucky's vaccine plan, but French plans to become an advocate for people with disabilities and make major changes.
I hope later in my life I can go into politics to represent people with disabilities.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.